All right, Steve, here we are. Last break of the day. It's been a good day. We got through it. We did.
Yeah.
That was a great day.
Pump day.
Another day.
It's an interesting time that we're in. You know.
Yes, it is.
Let me say something. You know, as a morning show, and our show has always been first geared towards uplifting people, and then secondly, entertaining. I mean, we open with a spiritual message, we close with some type of message or promise or positive note. So we've been in the uplift business here, but entertainment is our main focus. But of late, because of what we're going through around the world, South Africa, a place that's very close to me, has now instituted a mandatory 21-day enforcement law over there. A friend of mine WhatsApped me and said, if you're outside and you don't have permission to be outside, one of the special workforces, you're sentenced to 30 days in jail. That's happening in South Africa. Botswana, another place that's dear to my heart, the leadership over there, they've closed the borders of Botswana. Ain't nobody coming in. Don't drive over here. Don't fly in here. Nothing. They're serious, man. Everybody's aware of what's happening in Italy. Everybody's aware of what's happening in China. Now, we are keenly aware of what's happening here in America. I want to say this to everybody. Listen, man, there is an upside to this. I know you've all heard me say this 100 times if you listen to the show. Behind every moment of adversity, there is a lesson and there is a blessing. We gonna find it in this. If you love God and you are a person of faith and you are a believer, no matter how beaten down you've been in life, you've recovered and handled, gotten through somehow all of it. No matter what your position is, you've managed to somehow survive it all. This too shall pass. But in the midst of it, though, see, that I was learning in my morning meditation, in my daily devotional, that really understanding God is thanking him and showing gratitude even in the midst of difficult times. It's hard for people to be thankful in the midst of difficult times because you are so focused on the difficulty. And right now we're so focused on the quarantine and the lack of work and the people losing positions and paychecks that it's causing us not to be grateful anyway. And like I said, I know that's difficult what I'm saying to you, but I've started finding ways to be grateful anyway. The fact that we're still healthy, the fact that we're still here, the fact that we now have time to pause. And in this moment of pause, there's an opportunity for all of us to do something and turn this into something. Behind every moment of adversity, there is a lesson and a blessing. I'm looking for both of those. I'm looking for the lesson in it, and I'm looking for the blessing in it. So I just made a conscious decision. The first day or two, I was going stir crazy, and then I caught myself, and I said, wait a minute, Steve. Hold on, man. That can be good in this. You can't go to work. Okay, I need to go to work. I want to go to work, and I'm tired of being in this house. I got that. We've heard enough of it. But what can you do while you have this moment of pause? And so three things I decided to do. I said, number one, I'm going to get better spiritually. I'm going to have a closer walk. I'm going to really get in contact with God and go over my visions and dreams with him. I'm going to really talk to God about the things that are bothering me. And I've started bringing a lot of stuff to him. I mean a lot of it, man. Matter of fact, all of it. Every little thing. And I found out, man, that I have a much closer relationship with him when I just bring everything to him. He really wants to talk to you about everything. He ain't ever busy. He ain't ever tied up. You don't need to schedule an appointment. Man, this relationship is really a good relationship. And you can do it while you're quarantined. You ain't got no distractions. Second thing I'm doing is I decided that Marjorie and I were going to be even better teammates. So we spent a lot of time talking more about teammate stuff. And I found out some stuff about her and some stuff about me. And, you know, we laughing. You know, we going through some challenges because we in here now, you know, like everybody else. But overall, I happen to not only love this girl, I like this girl. So we cool. Now, if that ain't the case with everybody, if you don't like the person you live with, you catching it right now. But it could be a time to repair some things, too. Maybe you really do still love the person. You don't like them, but let's find out what's the things you don't like. Maybe we can work on them while we're there. You can get through this. You really can. If you start remembering the things that you loved and liked about the person in the beginning, maybe the person forgot that you liked a couple of things. Maybe it's time to remind each other. You can get closer together. Family time is available now. Do stuff with your kids. I know you don't feel like homeschooling them. I got all that. But there is an upside to this. You just got to look for it. And the third thing, I just decided I was going to get physically in better shape. You know, if you got a balcony, go out on your balcony. You know, you got a little room in your house, man. You could do some calisthenics and workout. Maybe y'all could cook together, eat better. Grocery stores are still open. I've just decided to turn this into a positive to find the bright side. There is a lesson and a blessing behind every moment of adversity. You got to look for it, pray about it, and find it. You'll be okay. This too shall pass. Those are my closing remarks. Y'all have a great weekend. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. You know what I'm saying?